Nathan, how's the weather in D.C.?
Surprisingly cold. I think I brought the blustery north down here.
Well, the census information was released yesterday. We have about a little bit more than 308 million folks living in the United States. The nation sees its slowest growth at 9.7 since the Great Depression. The southern states have gained in population. As a matter of fact, the state of Florida will gain 2 House seats. Texas will gain 4. Michigan is one of several states which will lose out. What did you think when you saw the information yesterday?
First take on the census numbers yesterday were, as bad as the numbers were, they could have been worse. So I think it was not a pretty picture for Michigan, but it certainly wasn't the worst that could happen. Being the only state in the country that lost population over the past 10 years and to only lose one seat from our congressional delegation, really Michigan is pretty lucky in the end. But when you look at the effects that this is going to have over the next 10 years, not just on the congressional delegation, but also on funding for the state, it's not the situation that state leaders, especially all of those new state leaders going into office, would certainly want to be looking at. As I wrote a story on Monday, this is one of those things that Washington does that really has an effect for, like I said, the next 10 years. This is going to be the next 5 House elections. They're going to be with 14 people instead of 15. It's also going to affect how bureaucrats here in Washington calculate the amount of state aid that's going to go back to Michigan. And with fewer people in the state and bigger population gains elsewhere, the state's not going to get as large of a share as it once did.
Which is going to be more of a challenge for Rick Snyder as he and his administration take office. Where is that seat going to come from in the state of Michigan? Somewhere in the Detroit area?
Oh, without a doubt, the Detroit area is going to be the place where the politics are going to be shaken up the most. Simply because the census takes the number of people in the state, the number of seats that we have, and then produces an average number of people per representative. So Michigan's number is jumping from a little over 660,000 people per representative as of right now to about 707,000. Now, when you look at where the population shifts have happened, there's been more people leaving the state from southeast Michigan, from basically east of Lansing, south of Port Huron. So that's Metro Detroit, and that's also where most of the congressional districts are, where the largest concentration of them, the 15th Ingalls District, 13th Kilpatrick, now Hampton-Clark's district, Sandy Levin, Gary Peters, they're all in there. So it's going to be a matter of whose districts do you combine to redraw those lines. And if you stretch back to 2002, you'll remember that John Dingell ran against another Democratic incumbent, Lynn Rivers, when the 16th and the 15th districts were combined. And, of course, that kept Mr. Dingell in the House for another 5 terms, actually, but left Ms. Rivers out of a congressional job, and now she's back teaching at U of M. So it's going to affect some people, and it could have an interesting primary in 2012 as we look at possibly 2 popular incumbents going head to head for a combined district.
Nathan Hirsch is the fine writer with the Detroit News and their Washington correspondent at their Washington Bureau. Nathan, as we've talked about on this program before, there is going to be a redrawing in Michigan's congressional district. Talk about that process, which obviously is probably going to benefit the Republican Party.
Yeah, this is kind of the big prize for the Republicans this year. Not only did they took over the U.S. House delegation, they took over they've got both chambers of the state house and lots of statewide offices, including governor. That means they're really in the driver's seat for redrawing these lines. Basically, there's a couple of milestones over the next year and a half or so, but essentially the legislature, which is Republican controlled, will draw up a plan of how to split the state into 14 districts as opposed to 15. And this plan gets, of course, gubernatorial sign-off from Mr. Snyder, and then the fun starts. That's when the challenges start, and it will likely go to every single person I've talked to that's been through this process before says it's going to go to the Supreme Court. Well, the Supreme Court now has Republican-backed judges as a majority there, and because of a couple of issues. One, these are statewide elections. These are state elections for federal offices. It could end up going into the federal courts, for one. The second reason is that there are numerous protections in place because of the Voting Rights Act that help protect minority populations when these things are done. Right now, Metro Detroit has two majority black districts, the 13th and the 14th. But Detroit itself has been one of the centers of population decline. So how are those going to be divvied up now? Are there still going to be two majority black districts? That remains to be seen, because as black families have left the city of Detroit, they've gone in pretty much all directions of the suburbs. How are they going to be affected with this? And those are the kind of questions that are going to complicate the process and make it quite laborious as we go forward.
Well, Michigan's population now ranks eighth among states at 9,883,640. Nathan, great information. Lots more to talk about. Have a great new year, and thanks so much for your time.
You too. Have a great Christmas.